Now, the rest of the story. The first geishas were employed in Japan in the 16th century. It's a demanding profession. The training required is rigorous. The objective of the geisha is refined companionship. Flattery is the heart of the geisha's art. To do, say, dance, or sing, whatever, to make the weary, brow-beaten male feel like a king again. Tamasuke, one of Tokyo's more successful geishas, earns $800 a night. And the night does not involve sex. The dainty geisha, in an elegant kimono, may dance on the top of a chessboard, thus not to raise dust in a room where food is being served. Graceful Tamasuke has danced and sung for almost every prime minister in post-war Japan. But Tamasuke has a secret. The secret of the geisha. Something most Japanese are utterly unaware of. This is the rest of the story. The term geisha literally means artist. Once it was graced with myriad modifiers. The shiro, or white geisha, were purely entertainers, for instance. The korobi geisha were exclusively tumblers. The kido geisha stood at carnival entrances to attract businesses. And the horo geisha became more intimately involved with their clients. In the waning 18th century, dancing girls in feudal towns were referred to as maki geisha. And their behavior was unrestricted, but all geisha in properly licensed areas were subject to regional regulations. The geisha liberation movement culminated in an official emancipation proclamation, October 1872. And there followed a national confederation of geisha houses, a professional guild organization. 20 years into the 20th century, geishas were still required to obtain licenses from municipal governments, and they were taxed accordingly. Now no longer. Today, the principal problem of geishadom is recruiting old-fashioned girls in a newfangled world. The friends of a young geisha these days are likely to deride her profession as feudalistic, to make fun of her. So those who carry yesterday's torch into the future must have a strong sense of nostalgia, must have a romantic frame of mind, must have an unquenchable desire to see herself clad in the traditional costume. That costume includes the jet wig. It includes the impenetrable white makeup. Now that brings us to the secret of the geisha. You remember Tamasuke, the geisha you met just a few moments ago. Tamasuke knows the secret, which has less to do with what the geisha are than with what they may be. Tamasuke is enormously popular these days in Tokyo. Tamasuke is an excellent dancer. Tamasuke has soft skin and firm muscles, which tend to belie Tamasuke's age. Tamasuke is 80. 80. You see, Tamasuke has a spouse and three sons. Tamasuke is a father. Now, you did not know. Be honest now. You never knew that some geishas are men. Until this moment, most Japanese didn't know it either. Now you know the rest of the story.